Hi, I'm Jane Bullington, and I'm Director of Education for Tennessee Right to Life in Knoxville. We have had the privilege this week of sponsoring the Genocide Awareness Project. I am thoroughly convinced that this is the avenue most effective right now for reaching students who are at the university age level. We have been able to talk to so many kids this week, those who are very adamantly pro-abortion and have come across over here to yell at us and point their finger and scream. And I've watched them be diffused in their anger as they've talked and listened. I've seen them stand 30, 45 minutes to an hour just shooting back all the lies that they've been told their whole life and have each one of those lies diffused. And when they leave, they may not be pro-life, but they are open to the idea and they're willing to think about it. We've also had a lot of closet pro-life students come by and say, thank you for coming. We really appreciate what you've done, and we really needed to know that somebody else cared. If you have an opportunity to visit a GAP project, I urge you to do so. If you have the opportunity to participate in one, I tell you, you'll never be the same. And if you have the opportunity to give money to bring it to your campus, your money will be well spent. I encourage you to get involved. We can't sit any longer. These college kids deserve more than that. And we've got to show them the truth.
I mean, the whole point is we feel that, like, pro-choice, pro-life, pro-choice, pro-life, it's all the same. It's all good to us. We really don't have a problem with either side. I mean, your view is your view. But, I mean, the fact that you're coming out here and showing us this is, I mean, it's not only disturbing, which I think is your point. I think your point is to disturb us, to make us think, which I think, in a sense, it's doing. But also, I mean, the fact that it's here in front of everybody to see it's kind of, if you don't want to see it, we can't avoid this. That's the problem. Not everybody wants to see this. And the fact that you're pushing it on us is not getting your point across. I mean, when we're like, it's making me shut down. When you're like, hey, abortion is wrong, that's fine, I'll listen to you. But if you're like, abortion is wrong, and then show me a picture of a fetus head, I'm like, oh my God, what the hell is your problem? And I'm not going to listen. I mean, that's all we're trying to point. We're trying to say that we're not going to because these guys are smart. These guys, I mean, you guys are opening conversation. And whether you like it or not, it's opening your mind. And I mean, that's what campus living is all about. You guys are like, going to class, I'm here to learn. Let me tell you what, you're learning right now. You're learning, you're hearing two sides of the story. You might like it, not like it, you might not love it. You might hate calculus, but damn it, you still go, right? That's what you guys are here for. But the point is, these guys are thinking, and I'm liking it. I'm liking the open discussion, you know, and I mean, I really don't like these pictures, but damn it, I wouldn't be here otherwise. I'd be in my room asleep, and I think every last one of you would be too. So, I mean, give the guys their credit where credit is due. They're not stupid.
Folks, here's a request. Folks, listen. Folks, here's a request. All day long, people have stood on this sidewalk and expressed differing points of view in a civilized way. And there has been no shouting.
That's
and
not
people,
civilized.
Hang on just a second.
Hang on just a second.
They haven't called one another names. And in the marketplace of ideas, which the university is supposed to be about, that's a healthy process. All we're asking is, let's disagree with one another in a civilized way.
Hi, I'm Kara Byerly, and I'm a freshman here at Penn State. I don't know why I became like overcome with this whole project. I felt like I kept wanting to go up to Greg and be like, you know what, I think you're doing is so great. I kept wanting to tell everyone. I would stand at a debate, and at first I just listened to how everyone was debating what they were saying, and I felt the urge, like I really wanted to talk to people. I got in some really, really good conversations with some people who opposed the debate, and we were able to just talk about our different opinions and how it really felt. I wrote a letter to the Daily Collegian about why I thought this was a good idea and just so my opinion on the matter, and I felt really like led to just get as much involved as I could in this project. It makes people so aware of what's really going on, whether people agree with this or not. I mean, Greg had even said before, he said, if I would have just given a speech, or if I wouldn't have compared this to the Holocaust, would you have come up here? You know, would you have, you know, even bothered to stop and talk? And in reality, no. The whole campus was, this whole week, I think, was this whole project just was the talk of the campus. Like, you can't get away from it. Everywhere you look, people are talking about this abortion, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, about the pictures. It leads into millions of discussions, and it just, the fact that people are so shocked, people are so angry or so for it, like, that I became overcome with this, that I had to, you know, be around it all the time. I think either way, it just brings so many people. Greg said that it would start off as a discussion about the pictures, but he would actually be able to really speak to people about abortion. And I think people really sat down and thought about this then, you know, whether they were angry at first or happy at first, they were able to go away from it and really think about what was going on.
You guys, a question. What the hell does the Holocaust, Native American killing, and slavery have anything to do with abortion?
What does it have to do with it? Convenience. You just happen to telling everybody here that if I cannot take care of the baby, if I cannot produce the meat, I will just go ahead and kill it. Don't you know that Germany itself, being in the state of poverty that it was in before Hitler rose, it was completely justifiable to kill millions of people for the convenience of their people group. And yet here we are doing the exact same thing for the sake of convenience, economy. I don't want a baby right now. I don't feel too good. So therefore, I will burn a child up in my very womb, and I will feel justified in it. Give somebody a chance to live. Let the child live. Why are we justifying killing a baby? I just don't understand it. You haven't. There is no moral argument. I know you recognize that you have no moral defense to killing a baby. There is no moral defense. There's a bunch of atrocity in our society, but one thing we cannot be is cowardice, trying to remain neutral and not so passionate about it. You're supposed to get passionate about stuff like that. There's certain things you're supposed to get passionate about. This is one of them. You don't kill innocent human life and then expect the intelligent just to stand back passionate, just you know, keeping their emotions under control and trying to be, you know, don't get out of composure. Listen, that's a child's arm with complete fingers on it right there. You don't stay calm over stuff like that.
There are some evils that are so immense that words fail us when we attempt to describe them. And I would suggest to you that the American people understand the horror of the Holocaust much, much more clearly and more vividly and at a much more personal level as a result of Steven Spielberg making that horror real through a movie that was so gripping, so agonizingly, excruciatingly painful to watch that I almost couldn't watch it, and most of my friends almost couldn't watch that movie. I could have read books about the Holocaust, and I have, but words fail us when they attempt to communicate unimaginable, inexpressible horror. And the reason the images that we show of abortion are shocking is because the act of abortion is shocking. The reason the pictures are offensive is because the act of killing a baby is offensive. The reason these pictures are so deeply disturbing to people is because abortion is an act of violence which kills a baby, and we can't communicate the reality of abortion rhetorically. We've got to do it visually, and we can't do it visually if we're to do it in an intellectually honest visual way without it being a shocking thing.
We're all ready up here.
The purpose of the Genocide Awareness Project is to stimulate a dialogue concerning bioethical issues like abortion in places where that dialogue has long ago ceased, and university campuses are certainly places where issues like abortion have become settled questions. People don't think about them in any analytical way any longer, and we not only want to stimulate a dialogue, but we want that dialogue to be well-informed, and we want the discussion to be civil. And as regards civility, we are extremely respectful in the way we engage students. We're very Socratic. We ask more questions than do we make declarative statements. We place warning signs out in all directions from the exhibit of these very large, very graphic abortion pictures and pictures of genocide victims generally, to allow passersby to choose an alternate route if they don't wish to view our exhibit. And parents of small children have an opportunity to exercise some parental discretion. Sometimes passersby who must pass near the exhibit will choose to avert their gaze, and we respect that. We don't attempt to engage people who don't initiate that engagement with us or in some way evince some interest in the project. So we go way out of our way to take this very difficult issue that people are trying to ignore and make it as difficult as possible to ignore without making it impossible for people to disengage, because we have a right to be there and display these photos, and they have a right to look away if that is their desire.
Everywhere the Genocide Awareness Project is shown, efforts are made to keep the images from being seen. At the University of Washington, pro-abortion students were so frustrated by the fourth day of GAP's visit that they staged a massive sit-in to force the project off campus. After negotiating with a reluctant administration, more police officers were brought to the scene and space was cleared for the signs to go up. For the rest of the day, the police remained to protect staff and volunteers from the hostile crowd. If anything, GAP's visit proved that though abortion advocates celebrate a woman's choice to do whatever she wants with her body, they certainly don't want anyone to see what that choice does to the baby's body. In Oregon, the cover-up was taken a step further when walls of sheets were assembled in a vain attempt to block students from the massive imagery. Though a great deal of manpower was invested in the maintenance of such an endeavor, their efforts ultimately failed. Instead of walling students out, the sheets simply walled them in. Debate continued to rage, with the sheet serving as a mere backdrop for the discussions taking place.
I would like people to see what truth is so they can make a rational decision. This is what happens to children. This is truth. You cannot say that that does not go on. I want people to see the truth so they can formulate an opinion based on truth.
In the end, the sheets drew more people to the display than they managed to keep out and helped expose the hypocrisy of the pro-choice mindset. If students are really comfortable with the choice of abortion, why can't they handle the visual evidence which makes such a choice real? The most blatant of all the cover-ups occurred at the University of British Columbia, where pro-life students were displaying smaller versions of the GAP signs after administrators refused their request to bring the project to campus. As pro-abortion students destroyed signs and upended tables, school officials were nowhere to be found. The brazen nature of the attack revealed the utter assurance the transgressors had that no one would hold them accountable for their destructive deeds. Though pro-abortion students speak eloquently of tolerance, they are perfectly content to use violence if that's what it takes to keep abortion from being seen. The question we are left with is this: if pro-aborts realize the devastating effects which graphic pictures have on their position, why do so many pro-lifers fail to use them? Are babies being killed who would otherwise be saved because those who oppose abortion are too risk-averse to simply show men and women the truth?